Okay, let's do that. So welcome to that webinar. So today it's about limiting belief, the limiting belief that we, mostly women, don't feel and don't think that we are worthy of our time and our effort to take care of ourselves and our growth. And this is something that I encounter a lot throughout my group session and the one-on-ones that I have, is that yes, but. Yes, I know I should take care of myself, and I know I should take time for myself, and I know I should do this this work, this workout, this journaling, this ritual, but there is always a but, that someone else or something else is more important. Our partners, our family, our work, our anything else is more important than ourselves. And so we put ourselves into the bottom of our priority or to-do list or even goals. And what struck me the most is that either you're a working person, a stay-at-home mom, or an entrepreneur, this limiting belief is the same for all. Because if you're a working mom, work will always be your excuse number one. Like, yes, but I have to send that email. I have to do that. I have to meet that person. I have to go to that drink. I have to go to that networking event. I have to please my boss. I have to be always showing up the best I can, because I'm afraid that they'll see me as I'm not enough, or I'm not good enough, or I'm not worthy enough of my promotion or anything. If you're a stay-at-home mom, it's always like the feeling of, yeah, but you know, I stay at home all day, so I need to be able to, I need to be useful. So kids first, and nothing is enough. So we put everything on our kids because we don't have anything else, and we need to be useful. We need to find that worth. So it's always about them and not about us. Because if it's about us, that means that I'm selfish. I'm taking care of I'm taking time for myself. And for entrepreneurs, same, because they're kind of like at the beginning, at least the women, the mom, I call them the mompreneurs, which I'm in this category. And I've been a corporate mom and I've been a stay-at-home mom. So I've been I got the three hats. So at one point I was like, but I did all the corporate ladders. I did everything that was expected of me. Now I have the family. Now I stayed at home. I took care of my daughter. And then now I'm launching my business. So it's really, there is no perfect, I hope you can still, yes. There is no perfect time to take care of yourself. The perfect time is now. And it's to set that intention and make that decision that you are worthy of that time and effort, because no one else will give that to you. You are the one to have to make that decision, because no one else will for you. At least I never heard a kid, or at least mine, telling me, you know, mom, now I think it's the time to take care of yourself, not me. Or I think you should take that time for yourself. I can take care of myself. No, you need to own it, right? And I don't think the men have that same feeling of shame or guilt to take care of themselves. Like, they want to go to the gym, they just go to the gym. They want to go to their hobbies and do their stuff, they will take that time. They will do it. And you'll stay behind taking care of everything else. And even though you work or you don't, that it doesn't matter. This is what we are conditioning to do and to be. So today, it's really about reclaiming that worth for yourself, that the more you take care of yourself, the more you believe that you matter, that your growth matter, that your health matter, that your mental health matter, the bigger impact you'll have. And that's not how we think. We think that, oh, the more I do to the outside, the more validation I'll get. But in a way, you always feel that I'm not enough or it's not enough. At least for me, it happened that way. I could do everything. And as I said, I was a stay-at-home mom. I was a corporate businesswoman. And I am an entrepreneur now. And at one point, nothing that I would do was ever enough. So I've always felt that feeling of I was tired and exhausted and drained. And no matter what I would do, I could not get there. And so it's really about now shifting that belief that you matter. And it might be hard at the beginning because we are conditioned to still do everything and to have it all. And the first thing that I heard from a podcast and a yogi and a very high level corporate mom is that you can have it all, but not everything at the same time. And that was the first time I was like, oh, I am trying to have it all now at the same time. The nice body, the good health, the promotion, the money, the good relationship with my husband, the taking care of my daughter. Like I tried to have it all at once, but I ended up having nothing, or at least feeling not having nothing. That's not true, but feeling lost and confused and stuck and exhausted and then self-sabotaging myself. Like, oh, you're so dumb. And what happened when you do that? It's that you go into a place of competition and comparison. So you start to compare yourself. Yeah, but see that mom, she can work and she can cook and she can take care of her kids and she can do that. And I can't. I'm a loser. I'm an imposter. I'm not worth anything. And then that's how you start to see yourself. And you start to see yourself from a place of fear and lack and not enoughness. And no, this is wrong. This is not. We are worthy no matter what we do. Worthiness is not attached and linked to the achievement and doing. Worthiness is a birthright. We are born worthy. But then the conditioning, the education, the society, the whatever is ripping us off from that worthiness. And then we start thinking and believing that, oh my God, I have to do to be worthy. I have to earn it. I have to achieve, to be seen, to be heard, to be recognized and validated. And that's not how it works. And for me, it has not been long since I really feel that sense of worthiness, and so many things shifted. But it took me 41 years to reclaim my birthright. So I hope that by doing the work I do, I can inspire you and give you the energy to reclaim it now. So not wait, like, so I know we're all kind of the same age, but like not waste another decade to get there. Decide now that you are worthy and start feeling yourself, your body, your mind, your heart with that sense of worthiness. And it takes time, okay? It will not be overnight. It's not because I tell you that tomorrow, yeah, I'm feeling worthy and life is good. It's a shift. But then that's mine happened when I realized that I was always coming from a place of fear and lack. Fear of not being enough. And lack because, oh, I don't have enough. I don't do enough. So it was about being not enough and having, doing, achieving not enough. And when I realized that, I was like, okay, I'm fed up. I'm fed up of always, and I do so many things. And I do, and I did, but I still feel that void inside of me. So something I'm doing doesn't work here. So I need to shift it. I need to transform it. I need to think differently. And then it happens that it wasn't my thinking. It was, where do I experience my life from? And it was from that place of scarcity, that place of fear. And once I decided no more, I will daily work on my mindset. And from scarcity, I will transform it into abundance mindset. And I will start first with my little family, and then my studio, and then maybe I will grow it. And it's still a work in progress. But once I decided, I set that intention that from now, I am experiencing my life from a place of abundance, from a place of joy, from a place of growth, of learning, then so many things around me started to shift. And this is what I want you to take from today, to realize, where do you live your life from? When you're talking to your family, your kids, your partner, your colleagues, your friends, is it from that place of fear, of I'm not enough? And you can realize that, you'll realize it when you start to compare yourself. When you start to have thought of, she's so lucky and I'm not. Oh, she's so good and I'm not. Look at me. This is your sign. This is your wake up. Oh, wait. Where am I coming from here? I want to be happy for her. I want to celebrate and honor what she's telling me, who she is. Because I'm also celebrating myself for who I am and all the effort and the work I'm doing. So this is how you start shifting from not enough to worthy. And this takes practice. It's like yoga, right? Or it's like building muscles, or it's like a new activity. You need to start somewhere. You need to start practicing. So instead of like waving 100 kilos, you'll start with 500 grams. And then you build up. And this is the same from scarcity to abundance. We start building up. And how we can start building up, and you all know me, so you know that it starts from an elevated emotion, like gratitude, joy, love, recognizing those small things in your life and start taking it in and feeling it, not only thinking it, feeling it. This is how the shift started. And for me, the missing piece was compassion. Because I did understand, oh, yes, I feel grateful for blah, 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 blah. And oh, I feel joy. Oh, I see my daughter. Oh, my joy is like, oh, and I have a good day at work. And oh, ah, that's so cool. That's so nice. But compassion, because even though you can feel that elevated emotion, suddenly the old self come up and will tell you, yes, but. There will be a but somewhere. You stop yourself right there. And I like to really bring my hand or my hands, whatever, because even though you're at work or with someone, just that compassion for yourself. I know it's not easy for you, but know that you're not alone. And know that it's okay. It takes time to shift. And you're okay. So Try not to go into a narrative. Try not to explain yourself. This is just being in the listening of that scary emotion or of that anger or like, and it's okay. You can feel that way. And I'm here to listen to you. Because there is nothing to fix within you. Because this is where you are already enough. And this is really powerful. So, training and practicing compassion, when all that is coming to you and when you realize that you are in full, total scarcity mindset, come back in the now. Breathe, touch, feel. So that's the first step. It's to really build awareness. Oh, I'm in this mindset. I'm coming from a place of fear and scarcity and not enough. And then you try to work and practice the I'm enough, I'm worthy, and everything is okay. And then that's when really the shift will happen, that you will know and believe that you matter. And when that shift comes, then you'll know you'll be worthy of the time and the effort to take care of yourself, to take care of your growth. And when I say self-care, I don't say, oh, go shopping and go to the spa or go for a massage, which can be part of self-care. But it's also, for me, the biggest shift was about valuing my time as my most precious asset. And when I started to see my time as my most precious asset, I started to treat it like such, right? It became so precious that I wanted to protect it. And I suddenly, I owed it my time. And I was like, whoa, scrolling on Instagram, spending a lot of time on the phone, on internet, whatever, on Netflix, reading so many books, which nothing is wrong about that. But it was really the realization that, oh, wow, that's how I'm using my time. And at the same time, like, I'm also complaining that I don't have time to do that and that. I wanted to do this webinar. I wanted to launch my newsletter. But fear was holding me back. And the fear of, like, if no one show up, or if people will think that I'm not worthy or I'm not enough. And I was like, whoa, it has to start from me first, right? You need to feel that you are worthy no matter how many people show up, no matter how much money you have in your bank account, no matter how abs you have, like, it doesn't freaking matter. It comes from you. It's your own perception. Change the lens, change the glasses you're wearing. Because as long as it doesn't come from you, it won't come from the others, right? So I started to audit my time. And what I realized, so I'm the queen of, I was, I'm not anymore, I'm working on it, of procrastination. And you can have people who overdo it, like who are overdoers, overachiever as well, when they don't know what to do with that time, or they don't know, like, so either you are, when they feel scared about doing something, they either procrastinate, so delay, or they will like fill up the space, like doing, oh, I can do that for you. And you need to build awareness around your default setting. What is holding you back to really use that time for yourself? And usually it's that belief of I'm not enough. So if I'm not enough, I don't matter. So what Why would I spend that time on myself or doing something that I enjoy? Or if you do, then you might feel guilty or ashamed that you spend so much time, so much money, so much whatever on yourself. And then boom, you go back to your default setting that like, oh, then I need to do more for others, or I need to show people that I'm useful, that I can do things, you need to be measurable, not miserable, measurable, like measure. You like, it's like we need to, yes, but you know, I did that. You need to justify and to measure. So that is, at least for me, that was really strong. And so when I shifted my scarcity mindset to abundance mindset, I realized that my time was what I had the most precious. This is an asset. This is so valuable. So I started to use it as such. And guess what? So many things started to shift. I was able to, which wasn't really easy at the beginning, but I was able to set boundaries, to say no to things or to people as well, even my friends. And I was able to say, you know what? Today I cannot. But let's plan, let's organize, let's set a date. And yes, it's not easy at the beginning because you say no, you have that feeling of, oh, am I a good friend? Am I a good person? Like, I'm selfish. That's the first, like, I'm selfish because I say no to someone to say yes to myself. And it's not natural to do that. So that is where you start prioritizing what is really, what truly matters to me, what is really important, what will bring and raise my energy. And you know, I love to talk about vibration and frequencies and energy, because the more joy you bring, the more loving things, loving doing you bring in your life, your energy will raise. Your vibrations will raise higher. And this is where it starts. Things start to happen for you, not to you, but things start to happen for you. So I started to audit my time and to, okay, what really matters to me right here, right now? How do I want to spend my time? Like, it's like you do, how do you want to spend your money? How do you want to spend your time? Your time is a currency. It's a value. So use it as such. So that means that there are things that you're going to say no to yourself because it's too expensive. So same with time. There are things that will cost you too much energy or too much wasting your time. So you start to say no. And to value yourself as also the most important thing in your life. Because I'm sure that's how it comes with your kids. You're going to say no, I'm not going to buy you a car now. You can't say no. So no, I'm not going to spend another 2 hours numbing on Netflix. Because I'm receiving nothing, no energy, no learning, no growth, no joy. It's just like because I'm scared to do something else, so I'm procrastinating. Or if you are an overdoing, overachiever, that means that, no, I'm sorry, I cannot help you right now. No, I'm sorry, like the to-do list needs to be like lesson, and you add things for yourself. So when you start doing that shift and you enter in the power of saying no. And I heard one of my favorite influencer, she said, if it's not a hell yes, then it's a no. So even if it's a maybe, then it's a no. So if it comes to hell yes, I'm coming to see you, then it's a yes. If like you're like, oh yeah, but I I don't know. I want to come. I want to be with you. I want to go to that networking event. I want to go to that drink. I want to, and I want to please my boss. And I want to send that last email. But oh, it's already like 10:30 in the evening. Then no. Because the email is going to be there tomorrow. Your boss, it's going to be there tomorrow. Your work is going to be there tomorrow. And I thought I was like that. I would start at, like, I would wake up every morning at 5 and then 5:30 and then work until 10. And guess what? My boss saw that and so expected it for me to do that all the time. So it became a habit. So then I couldn't say no anymore. I was stuck I was stuck in that kind of pattern that I created because I couldn't say no. So then for my boss, it was so normal that Manal will be there at 10 p.m. so we can review the email at 10 p.m. And I was like, I would like work. And then again, next, like, I would like go home at 11:30, wake up again at 5:30 to be the first at 7 in the morning in the office. And so for my boss, that was like, okay, she's giving me her time, so I'm taking it. But with no validation, with no recognition. Except, yes, the bonus at the end of the year, but then what do you do with your bonus? You're exhausted, you're tired, like you're frustrated. And you didn't spend a day for yourself. So setting boundaries and saying no are not selfish. They are both an act of self-love. And this is so important for you to really start to see, perceive, and start acting like this. Saying no, setting boundaries are both acts of self-love. And so when you decide how you want to spend your time and you are clear on that, what helped me too, because of course, along the way, it's not because, oh, I decide, I go for it. There will be days of doubt. There will be days of like, what should I do? Like, what can I do? Taking care of myself. Oh, no, I don't want to go for that walk, even though I want to be healthy. Or I don't want to go for that ice bath. Oh, but I want to be healthy. Oh, but I, like, whatever is coming to your mind, what helped me, it's a three-step formula that I use for myself. Number one, what is your source of inspiration? What motivates you? What inspires you to do? Even though you don't feel like it, you don't feel motivated to do it, because remember that your body loves to stay in a comfort zone. But once you decided, you need to re-educate your body to feel like, yes, you want. Yes, we're going for that walk. Yes, we're going to say no to that person because we're going to take care of ourselves. So you need to practice. You need to build muscles. This is called resilience. This is called like neuroplasticity. So first, find your source of inspiration. Then second was to set your environment for success. So I don't know, for me, it was like I decided I wanted to take care of my health, and the shift for me was to have more time to do meaningful things for others, so throughout my work, and meaningful things for me. So to set the environment, the meaningful things, I wanted to launch that newsletter, and I was like, oh, no. Set the environment. I would light a candle, prepare a hot chocolate, like a ceremonial cacao, as you know, I love that. And then I would set a plant next to me, and it would be like nice and cozy, and I will take a deep breath, a deep breath, the sentence I use every day, and that. And I would burn some incense, set my intention to write that newsletter with my heart, and then I started. And then what happened is that I forgot that it was like, I was afraid of doing it. I was afraid of not adding value to people. I was afraid that no one would read it. I was afraid to, that disappeared. because my environment, my intention was there, and it felt so good and so empowering and so like, woo, this is so cool. And the third step would be visualizing the outcome with the elevated emotion. Oh, I would visualize myself pressing that send button, seeing that newsletter go out, and oh, joy and pride and relief and happiness and lightness would come, and I would stay a moment with that visualization. And same for the ice bath, same for going on a walk, same for like, I would say no to a friend for that time, but we would set a date, and on that date I would feel like so happy to see her and spend that time, and I would be so present with that friend. Same at work, you do the same. When you say no for that email, the next day you come, you set your environment, you know you can do it, and you visualize that, oh, I'm here, and everything where you, what you pay your attention to, you'll bring that energy. So you will have that attention, and there won't be any feeling of guilt or shame or I have to, I must, I don't want to be here. It will shift that way. Really trust, like, it will shift. Maybe not the whole day, but you know what you set your intention to, the energy flows. So these are the three steps that I use when I feel discouraged or I feel not motivated enough. Inspiration, environment for success, and visualization of the outcome with an elevated emotion. And then you just go and you step into that with all your heart. So that's really important to set rituals and to have some tips and some tools to help you go through that. And I'm just checking my notes, because usually, as you know, again, I'm not preparing anything, but this time I was like, you need to have bullet points, at least to have a structure. But I think I said it all, everything that I wanted to tell you. And yeah, I said it all. And two last things as well. Something that was so hard for me. And that I was like, at one point, if I really truly value my time, I don't have a choice. If my time and myself are more valuable than anything else, this is what I need to do. Asking for help. Ask for help. Ask for support, and it can come from anyone, from anything. It doesn't need to be your husband or like your kids or like it. Find support. Ask for help. When you think that you won't do it, that you're feeling not okay, or you're like, this is hard. This is not an easy journey to step into. And know that now, that you are so brave to taking those steps for yourself. And it's not easy. So you need to ask for help along the way. And you need to find support. It could be friends, colleagues, family, community, whatever. Like, dare to ask for help. Because you are not alone in that. So share your struggles as well. Share your challenges, because you'll be surprised of how many people will say, no way, me too. And that we suffer alone because we are afraid or we feel shame to ask or to share. Don't. This was a huge help for me to really starting to share my own struggles and to be more vulnerable and to ask for help. And I received so much help. And at one time, it gives you the courage. It gives you the the energy that you need, maybe the last, like the, just do it, go for it. So that's very important. And the second point that I keep repeating, growth is a very, it's lifelong because it's a never ending journey. So take it as such, enjoy the process. Because along that process, along that way, along that journey, you will find so many treasures. We say in French, des pépites, so many gems along the way that you wouldn't if you stay focused on the achievement and I have to, the must, the obligation. When you start enjoying that process of listening, taking care of yourself, when you say no to something, when a door closes, a window opens. This is also something very, very powerful too. So remember that saying no is an act of self-love because you're saying yes to you. By saying no to something or someone, you're saying yes to you. So, wow. Thank you so much for showing up today, for being in the listening, for being in the work, for being so brave. Really acknowledge yourself and celebrate and honor yourself for that. Because I know all of you today and I'm really in awe of your courage and all the steps that you're taking for yourself too. And there is no end to it. And maybe that's why it can be frustrating, because there is no end. But also imagine if there is no end, imagine the potential of that. This is like, you can go as far as high as like sky is the limit. If there is no end, the potential is limitless. Okay? So really step by step, moment by moment, breath by breath, you are stepping into your journey of growth and purpose and fulfilling. And the more you get into that mindset of abundance, the less the fear will direct you, will tell you what to do. Everything will be an opportunity. Everything will be my husband says always, when you are in this kind of mindset, you cannot fail, because you either grow or you either learn. So you cannot fail. There is no space or room for failure, because there is only room for growth and learning and opportunities. So with that, I'm going to give you all right now in the comment the gift. So it's to work on that limiting belief, if you still have it, to get into that shift. So I just prepare for you a document with nice illustration, the process of identifying and challenging and reframing and persisting in the overcoming of that limiting belief and starting to really three things: you're worthy of all the time and effort in the world to take care of yourself and your growth. Use your time, see your time, acknowledge your time as your most precious asset. And thirdly, be aware of your mindset, of where are you experiencing your life from? Scarcity and fear, or joy, love, and abundance? And it's a practice. You practice like the muscles. You practice to come back, to bring yourself back, experiencing your life from a place of joy and abundance and love. And then you'll see, it gives me goosebumps. Thing around you will start to shift. Okay?